It's Friday, October 14th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. World Magazine has announced that it is time for Donald Trump to step aside and allow for another candidate to fill the ticket. Editor-in-Chief Marvin Olasky wrote, quote, "The standards we applied to Bill Clinton in 1998 are relevant to Donald Trump in 2016, unquote. Olasky also said he is aware that this call for another candidate on the Republican ticket will result in a loss of readers and donors for God's World Ministries. Olasky argued that this is an integrity and a trust issue, saying, quote, "We're not sure we should trust Trump to come through on nominations. If a person is unfaithful to his spouse, he's also likely to be unfaithful to his country," unquote. Three polls conducted in the critical swing states find Donald Trump lagging behind Hillary Clinton. He's behind by 9 points in Pennsylvania, 7 points in Wisconsin, and 11 points in Michigan. Republicans are now concerned about losing control of Congress altogether in November. Americans favor Democrats for Congress, according to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll released earlier this week. Voters favor Democrats over Republicans by 7 percentage points. That's the biggest lead in the metric in 3 years. Psalm 75:7 says, "But it is God who executes judgment, putting down one and lifting up another." Is Iran complicit in the attacks on merchant ships passing through the Gulf of Aden? U.S. intelligence sources are saying Iran is assisting Yemen's Shiite rebels, and these rebels have fired missiles at U.S. ships over the last 4 days. In retaliation, America took out the radar sites yesterday, and Iran deployed several battleships afterwards. Tensions between Saudi Arabia and Yemen are higher now, after Saudi Arabia bombed a funeral last week in the Yemeni capital, killing 140 and wounding hundreds of others. No verdict yet for Asiya Bibi, facing the death penalty and blasphemy charges in Pakistan. Her final hearing was postponed again by the Pakistani Supreme Court yesterday. One of the judges recused himself because he was part of the jury in the murder trial for the man who killed Salman Taseer, and Taseer was a provincial governor killed in 2011 for his support of Asiya Bibi. Bible scholars are ecstatic. More than 25 previously unpublished Dead Sea Scroll fragments, dating back 2,000 years and holding texts from the Old Testament, have been brought to light, reports Live Science. The first batch of Dead Sea Scrolls was discovered between 1947 and 1956 in a series of 11 caves by the archaeological site of Qumran in the Judean desert near the Dead Sea. Dr. Robert Duke, the dean of the School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University, told The World View how the Dead Sea Scrolls got there in the first place.
In 70 AD, you had the Roman army destroying the temple in Jerusalem and then destroying all parts of that area of the world. So the community that lived at Qumran hid their items in the caves, left the area, thinking most likely they would be coming back to their items, but they never returned. And for 2,000 years, they were hidden in the caves until 1947, when a Bedouin shepherd boy discovered the first cave.
During that time, archaeologists and local Bedouins unearthed thousands of fragments from nearly 900 manuscripts. There have been 11 caves that have been discovered right around Qumran. Dr. Duke told The World View that these caves, buried by the accumulation of sand over 2,000 years, were fairly small.
Some of the caves in the area around Qumran are quite small. We would almost consider them more just little holes in the rocks. So these are not massive caves. Some of the caves that now they've been excavated since the 1950s, some of the mouths of the caves are enough where few people can walk in and out of them. Nothing more than, say, maybe 5, 10, 15 feet in.
The Human Rights Campaign, a pro-homosexual group, is threatening Johns Hopkins University for publishing a study with which they disagree. The study had concluded that men and women who participate in the homosexual lifestyle are, quote, "not born with the predisposition towards homosexuality," unquote. What we do know is that, quote, "I was born in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me," Psalm 51. The pilgrims landed at Plymouth almost 400 years ago, seeking religious freedom. And now, four Massachusetts church congregations are bringing a lawsuit against the state for a law that would force the accommodation of transgenders in the church bathrooms. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the churches. Wisdom speaks, "All those who hate me love death." And Colorado has been the most pro-death state in America since 1967, the year that it became the first to legalize convenience abortion in America. Now, the state is about to approve a doctor-assisted suicide referendum. Prop 106 enjoys 70% popular support and only 20% who oppose the measure. Currently, only California, Washington, Oregon, Montana, and Vermont have legalized assisted suicide. Procter & Gamble is not giving way to the homosexual and transgender cartel. 94% of their shareholders voted against a measure that would have put P&G on the fight against North Carolina, Mississippi, and Tennessee's religious freedom laws. So far, Apple, Disney, PayPal, and others have taken a position against states holding to biblical values relating to aberrant sexual practices. Hewlett-Packard has announced it will be cutting 3,000 to 4,000 jobs over the next 3 years. That's about 8% of their workforce. And singer-songwriter Bob Dylan will receive the Nobel Prize for Literature. He's the first popular musician to receive the honor. Dylan wrote the song Saved in 1978, "I Was Blinded by the Devil, Born Already Ruined, Stone Cold Dead as I Stepped Out of the Womb. By His grace I have been touched, by His word I have been healed, by His hand I've been delivered, by His spirit I've been sealed, I've been saved by the blood of the Lamb." And that's the World View on this Friday, October 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.